Here, everyone. The first item on our agenda is approval of the December 19, 2017 meeting minutes. Those have been previously distributed to the board members. Is there any discussion regarding the minutes? No discussion, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Let's go ahead and vote on the minutes. Motion passes. Minutes are approved. Move on to our regular agenda. First item is 552A Mendel Avenue. It's a setback variance request. And let's hear from staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The request before you for 552A Mendel Avenue is a setback variance request. The petitioner's intent is to construct a new single-family residence on the property. The subject property is within a one-family residential zoning classification, so the proposed use is a permitted use. The development pattern in the vicinity of the property includes a combination of varying lot sizes and orientations. It is an older subdivision, and there are a number of unimproved rights of way that have served as access drives for residential properties over the years. And the highlighted box here, which could be a little darker, you can see the petitioner's property, which consists of a number of formerly platted lots. His intention is to construct a residence on that property. Henrietta Street, which is located right here, is an unopened right-of-way which essentially serves as a driveway for the other properties that abut it. I do want to show you a couple of photographs we have. Kind of give you a sense of what's out here. So this is the unopened right-of-way of Henrietta Street. There are structures on this right-of-way that are as close as 10 feet that obviously predated our current regulations. The petitioner's request is a 5-foot setback variance from the 35-foot requirement. He has provided this site plan to show the proposed structure. Henrietta, the street I just showed is down here. This is an existing lane in the avenue. One of the ways in which you can access this property is here.
So
This is the proposed area of encroachment at this location. Based on the development pattern and the existing circumstances in this neighborhood, not to mention the lack of the fact that this property does not abut an improved right of way, staff is recommending approval of the 5-foot variance for 552A Mendel Avenue. Petitioner is present if there are questions of him.
Any questions, staff? Thank you. And petitioner, I'd like to address the board. Are there any questions for the petitioner?
No, I'm pretty much laid it out, so if there's any questions.
Okay. Does anyone here from the public speak on this matter?
I move we accept staff's recommendations.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Seeing no discussion, we'll go ahead and vote. All right, the variance has been approved. Good luck with the construction in the new home.
Thank you.
The next item on our agenda is 1 Rice Mill Road, front yard setback variance request. We'll hear from staff.
Chairman, the property at 1 Rice Mill Drive, the petitioner is requesting an 8-foot front yard setback variance from the 30-foot requirement for the purpose of constructing a new single-family residence. Highlighted on this tax map is the subject property, lot number 26, right here along Rice Mill Drive. The Rice Mill Plantation subdivision consists of mostly developed single-family residential. Began development in earnest really in the 1980s, but there were a number of residences out here long before that. One of the features, if you will, of the neighborhood is a significant tree canopy. This is a aerial photograph of the lot, and of the 9 properties that are accessed by Rice Mill Drive, this is the only undeveloped lot remaining. This is the layout of the proposed residence, and the reason for the petitioner's request today is that he's requesting that 8-foot front yard setback variance so that he can move the house forward in order to avoid the oak trees that are in the rear of the property. If he were to move them back, it's staff's opinion that those trees would be in jeopardy from the construction of the new residence. Should add that only a portion of the proposed structure is within the setback. If this variance is approved, would be in the setback, which is in the garage or the front of the garage. The petitioner is requesting this variance for this new construction. not find that the impacts of the proposed encroachment were negligent, and also the majority of the house would be within the setback and mostly aligned with adjacent properties. Based on those findings, we're recommending approval of the front yard setback variance for 1 Rice Mill Drive.
Is that a two-car garage?
Yes, sir.
Normally the garage actually encroaches.
That's correct, yes.
Any questions, staff? Is anyone here for the petitioner? Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you signed in?
Yes.
All right, please state your name.
My name is Tom Zekin. My wife and I are the owner of the proposed lot.
Okay, if you'll raise your right hand, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
My wife actually pointed out another reason that we're asking for this. There is a old cemetery behind our property. I believe it's a Native American cemetery, if I'm not mistaken. So by shifting the house forward, it would allow us to honor, respect the dead, if you will, a little bit more than if we have to push the house back. I'm not sure how long it's been there, but it's I'm sure it goes pretty far back, and I did want to point that out, that there is another reason that we're asking for that variance. And that's really it.
Yeah. Just to, Mr. Chairman, if I might, just to add to the petitioner's point, is that there is... just off this map, common area behind the neighborhood where the large stand of trees is. It is listed on the city's tax map as a cemetery.
Okay. Any questions or comments?
Yeah, would you go back to the floor plan, please?
Yes, sir.
What's the square footage of the first floor?
About 2450.
It's one story building?
Yes, sir.
And are all the other houses on the street one story?
They are. As far as I know, there's actually only one house fronting Rice Mill Drive. I believe the other one on the corner, and I'm not sure the name of the street, but I think that it faces a different street. And the house to the left of our lot is actually on Wild Heron, fronting that road. So I believe there's only one other house that that fronts Rice Mill Drive on our side of the street.
Could you turn the garage 90 degrees?
Could we turn it 90 degrees? I really don't know. Probably it would alter the plan quite a bit to do that. Plus, my wife has this thing about garage doors facing the street.
So do I.
We've had this floor plan for about 4 years. We actually purchased a lot, a 4.5-acre lot in Haversham Plantation, which to date we still cannot build on for one reason or another is, I don't know if you're familiar with that mess going on out there, but it dates back to 2005. But anyway, we have a 4.5-acre property that we planned to build this house on, but after 4 years, we've pretty much given up on it. And to date, there is no construction on any of the sites out there, even though we are paying double taxes on a 4.5-acre lot. We really haven't been able to use it. So we've had this floor plan for quite a while. We really have had our heart set on building it, but like I said, it just didn't work out at the other property. So we kind of stumbled onto this one, and we're trying to make it work.
Any other questions or comments? Petitioner. Thank you. Is anyone here from the public to speak on this matter?
I do have one question. This is not in a homeowners association or any kind of, no other authority to give approval.
That's correct.
Not that I'm aware of, according to the neighbors.
Entertain a motion.
Move we accept staff's recommendation.
I'll second it.
Go ahead and vote. Approved. Good luck with your construction.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm going to change the agenda a little bit and skip down to 5 Marsh Tower Lane.
Marsh.
Yes, sir.
So the next item we'll hear is 5 Marsh Tower Lane. It's a rear yard setback variance request.
Mr. Chairman, the property at 5 Marsh Tower Lane, the petitioner is requesting a 2.5-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement for the purpose of constructing an enclosed addition onto an existing single-family residence. This property is within the Landing subdivision. This is a tax map that shows the lot in question here in bold at the cul-de-sac on Marsh Tower Lane. You can see it abuts a common area, which is a golf course fairway. This plan shows the existing layout of the house. As you can see, there's an existing screen porch on the rear of the house and an existing uncovered wooden deck. The petitioner's intent is to reconfigure this screen porch and wooden deck, and I'll show you that here. This is the proposed reconfiguration, which includes essentially keeping the existing screen porch, closing in a portion of the former deck to make additional screen porch area, and to leave a terrace. If you can see, and I can probably blow this up a little bit more, the area of encroachment is actually this corner. That's where it encroaches 2.5 feet. It's a total of a little over 13 square feet in area.
Marcus, what's this 26 by 11 feet 4 inches sticking out here? And into the drainage and utility easement, is that on the proposed?
You mean that dimension?
Yes. Yeah.
That's just the distance from that point to this point.
Okay, yep, never mind. I'll zoom in a little more. I can see the arrow.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
It's squared off, so I wasn't quite sure. Before I zoomed in, it looked like it was a rectangle.
Yeah, just dimensions.
I got it now.
These are elevations of the proposed plan, which shows the enclosure and the remaining terrace that would be left if the petitioner constructed this plan. Based on the fact that this property is surrounded essentially by mature vegetation. It also abuts common area and not another residence on the rear. It abuts the golf course. We did get one, I believe you've got it in front of you, a letter of support from a neighboring property owner. No opposition. Based on those findings, staff is recommending approval of the 2.5-foot rear yard setback variance for 5 Marsh Tower Lane.
Any questions of staff?
This went through ARC approval, I presume.
This will have to go through ARC approval. The petitioner has not provided that approval at this point. The way in the past that the ARC at the Landings has operated is that they will grant a approval prior to or after this body approves it, but they obviously have to get a building permit from the county as well as approval from the Landings Architectural Review Committee.
Any other? Can you put in this address and being matched and it drops in the middle of the ocean? Doesn't put it on the right spot. All right, thank you. Is the petitioner here and have anything to add?
Nothing I'll add to that.
Any questions for the petitioner? Is anyone here from the public on this matter? Entertain a motion.
We accept staff's recommendations.
Second.
All right, go ahead and vote.
Because he doesn't know what to do.
Can you find out?
go ahead.
Okay. Just for the record, perhaps, for the recorded record, I just should explain that I think the reason the board took a moment was because we just received several emails this morning, some that actually came in overnight last night, that were concerns about this particular request from neighboring property owners. I would add that from my point of view, I did speak to a couple of property owners that didn't necessarily express opposition to what the petitioner is requesting, but had other questions regarding potential property maintenance issues, which I tried to explain the difference between this process and that, but we'll go into that as necessary. But the petitioner, 4917 Mem Street, is requesting a 10-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement for the construction of a new single-family residence. As designed, that residence would include an enclosed porch on the rear that is the subject of the encroachment. This property is within a one-family residential zoning classification on Wilmington Island. You can see the two lots here that would be recombined in order to create the residential, single residential lot. The lots are approximately 175 feet wide and 93 feet deep. The petitioner has designed the residence to be built at the rear yard setback line in order to accommodate this, which I'll show you. This is the proposed construction of the residence. As you can see, the petitioner has proposed a deck, an open deck and screen porch on the rear. Also got some photographs of the subject property. As you can see, it is a vacant residential lot, backs up to other developed residential lots. When we compare the photographs that you just saw to the tax map here, you can see the petitioner's property really abuts the rear yard, or the side yard, if you will, of the adjacent properties. The lot layout of the neighborhood is not as regimented as you find in more recently platted subdivisions. The varying lot sizes, house orientations, the portion of the adjacent lot to the petitioner's encroachment point does not contain a residence. Based on all these findings, staff did recommend approval, or is recommending approval of the 10-foot rear yard setback variance. We don't believe that that proposed encroachment would have a negative impact on adjacent properties. To address maybe a couple of things that came up in those emails, some had to do with drainage. That's something that will be addressed by the county if the petitioner receives a building permit. Some had to do with the potential for non-residential uses on this property. That's something else that the county would address if it were to happen. And just to be fair to the petitioner, we should probably go into as much detail of that as necessary at this point. But I'd be happy to answer any questions for the board.
Mark,
yes, sir.
Is there a ditch at the rear of the property?
There is a ditch at the rear of the property. I think one of the concerns was the maintenance of the ditch. I'm not sure if that's the county maintained ditch or not. I do know that that type of maintenance is an ongoing concern for a lot of neighborhoods, just based on the ability to keep every ditch in the county clean. I don't think it's a concern really of this body's decision today, because any stormwater issues would be addressed in the development of the property.
Any other questions, staff?
Would you go back to the plat map?
Yes, sir.
So the rear yard setback by code is how much?
25 feet. The petitioner is requesting a 10-foot variance.
Then would you go back to the picture that you had?
The photograph?
Photograph.
Yes, sir.
About the other one.
Okay.
So is that RV on the other side of the ditch?
It is.
It is.
Yes, sir. In the rear yard of an adjacent.
You don't have one looking the other way, I guess, with regard to the houses. Has that property?
I think there's something off for you.
Google Street View may have.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Marcus,
my IT
guy's got up on the
street already.
Okay. Fair already had the address pulled up on Bing Maps, so it only took me a second.
Can you zoom in on that, Marcus, and point to the lot? I think I see it, but yeah. That's the lot, yeah.
Right. Okay, so the house, the lot right across the ditch mm-hmm. is actually to,
is up
I'm not sure what the directions are, but up.
Yeah, this is the lot for this property.
So what are all those little?
There's a boat, I think, a shed, some other small accessory buildings.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And the ditch is the vegetated area.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right. Certainty, because we would have to know for certain that it was a county maintained ditch. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if it is, they would have access to it.
Plot plan doesn't show any easement.
It does not. This ditch, let me see what that's. This.
Strikes me as long as the neighbors have an issue with the use of the property, they call up here and someone, code enforcement, would address the issue.
Yeah, regarding those issues, that's what I explained to the persons that I spoke with, is that any time on any property, if there are some things that appear to be out of order in terms of a use standpoint, then, you know, we'll have the county address that under their code enforcement procedures.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And this petitioner here? You have anything you'd like to add? If so, yes, we have to come up. But
okay. I mean, pretty much covered it.
Have you signed in?
Yes, I am.
All right. If you'll go ahead and raise your right hand and tell me your name.
Richard Gallick.
I believe, will your testimony this morning be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This thing about non-residential use, that was taken out of content when one of my neighbors asked me about all the derelict vessels and or derelict boats and cars in the, on the surrounding property, not on my property. And I just joked around with her about it, and then she took it. I was going to do the same thing, which I'm not. My wife won't let me. It's going to be a residence, and that's it.
Any other questions on the petition?
Most of your business, actually, you have to go to it, right?
Correct, yes.
You do work for the fire?
Oh, yeah. Yep, and there's a fire. 91. That's still my full time job.
All right. No other questions of the petitioner?
I move we accept the staff's recommendation.
For the record, no one else is here from the public. Is there any other business anyone would like to discuss?